Marvel Comics' Spider-Man is joining the workers at Ground Zero, helping to dig through the ruins of the World Trade Center. Spidey is a New Yorker. His creators feel that it makes sense for him to tell the story of the attack on the Trade Center and to help the firemen and others at the site. John Romita Jr., who draws Spider-Man, is working on Deadline now to finish the book that will show all that. Mr. Romita joins us from San Diego. Mr. Romita, we generally see Spider-Man scaling buildings. Now he seems to be scrambling around in wreckage. What is he there to do?
What we've tried to do is present Spider-Man as everyday people that are there. Spider-Man is the eye of the camera. It's the eye of the reader. Spider-Man can't do his job, basically, which is to save the world. In this case, he's a superhero, but he's deferring to the real heroes. And Spider-Man is there to help the real heroes out.
I wonder if you don't feel that it's perhaps you ought to just give your readers a break. They're dealing with September 11th everywhere else. Why not let them escape it in the comic books?
This is something that has to do with the character directly. Spider-Man is New York, and New York is Spider-Man. This is not Metropolis. This is not Gotham City. It's not Smallville. It's New York City. And an everyday character, an everyday presence like Spider-Man should experience this.
You're a second generation Marvel Comics artist, and that company has a history of sending its superheroes after America's real enemies.
Right.
It was certainly true in the Second World War. Is more of that going to be happening?
No, we're a whole different type of comic creators now. There's nothing that we can pigeonhole specifically the way it was in the Second World War. There is no clear-cut Hitler for us to pound on without any recriminations in afterwards. Now it's much more delicate. You can't just put a target on Osama bin Laden's chest and put him up on a dartboard, although that's going to happen. You can't use someone with a turban wrapped around the head as cannon fodder. And that also, if it were to happen, it would be too cliched in itself. It would be too easy in itself.
I wonder how this has been for you to draw. What are you working from? What are you using?
I've got about 300 or 400 photographs plastered around my office of the wreckage. And I didn't think it would affect me this badly, but it's given me nightmares regularly. I'm a New Yorker, and it hurt. It's necessary because I need the reference, and I wanted it to be exact and accurate, but it's also done it's taken its toll on my head.
Did you ever draw Spider-Man scaling the Trade Center?
A long, long time ago, when I first did Spider-Man in the early 80s, the Trade Center was, at that time, a novelty. And since then, no, it hadn't been used, possibly because it didn't have that character of the designs of the city that everybody is familiar with. Anytime I drew any buildings, there would be specific cornices and gargoyles and interesting crevices.
Mr. Romita, thank you very much.
Oh, it was my pleasure. Thank you very much for calling.
John Romita Jr., he draws The Amazing Spider-Man, issue number 36, which will deal with the World Trade Center tragedy, should come out sometime in November.